Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is my music. Oh, how lovely. No, we didn't want that because we have so much to say. We don't have time for pretty music this evening. We're going to spend some time with a very, very intelligent woman who's put together a book to help you get your things together. But right now we're going to have our announcements. As always, we want to thank Shadow Ops for their wonderful participation and their constant support of our efforts. And we would like to mention also at this time that very soon, Lincoln Anderson, Managing Director, Chief Investment Officer of LPL, will be joining us for an evening discussion with Chief Financial Editor for Syndicated News, Raymond F. Rivas. We also will be having guests, which are from the Aston Martin Group from Florida. They're going to show you everything there is to know. They're going to teach us everything there is to know about the Aston Martin car, and we're going to be discussing details. And basically, the Aston Martin, as you know, it's not a car, really. It's a lifestyle. It's a wealth statement, and that's what you've been asking for, and we've committed to spending an evening with Aston Martin. They're going to give us all the details. And we're also going to have Raymond Rivas join us that evening because as a chief financial planner and the financial editor for Syndicated News, he's best versed to talk about wealth and vehicles. Oh, here we are. We are going to love this. Have any of you been prepared for your possibilities for the future? I'm not sure. This evening we have a lovely guest going to tell us all about it. Say hello.
Hi.
Yes, she is here. We're going to talk about how to prepare for the future. Not for things that you're ready for, but for the inevitable, things that are going to happen that we don't plan for. Ellen, why don't you tell us about your book?
Well, I decided that I wanted to put everything in one place in case something happened to me because I have pets and I live alone and I wanted people to know, you know, what to do with my pets in case something happened to me and where things were and who to give things to and who not to give things to and how I wanted, you know, my funeral and if I wanted a memorial service and things like that. So I asked a friend of mine, David Finkel, he's a writer, and to do it with me, and that's how it started.
And this book, I mean, it's the rage now. Everybody's got to have one, I see.
I think so.
This is Ellen Baumritter. She's with us tonight. She put together this wonderful book, Putting Things in Order. Putting Things in Order. And anyone that's... do you have a website, by the way?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. Well, let's start with just the practical things. What about you? Do you have a will, and is it up to date?
I do. I have a will. I have a healthcare proxy, and I have a power of attorney as well. That
oh.
I just, yeah. And you know, my sister is my power of attorney, and I've told her where it is, and where to find it. And you know, I have it in a safe place. I have all my things in a safe place, but my close friends know where they are.
And for any of you who are interested in the book, you can find it right on our website. It's for sale right on our website. And you would come right to syndicatednews.net and just let the page take you right to the program because we're live on the air right now. And Putting Things in Order is available through Amazon, and it's right on our website. You'll find it right there. So, I'd also like to know, what about you? Have you made your funeral wishes clear? I mean, are you that detailed so that you don't wind up with what other people think you want?
Well, it's actually funny because I've started to. I'm 66, and I just happened to tell my sister that I wanted to be cremated. I didn't want to be buried, and she was shocked. And I couldn't understand why she was shocked, and because she just assumed that I wanted the same thing that she wanted, and I didn't even realize myself that I, you know, and then until I said it that I really, you know, I wanted something different. So I haven't, you know, I haven't thought it through totally, but I've started to think it through.
Now, have you made a list of your physician, your lawyer, your accountant, your brokers?
Yes, I have that, and because if anything happens to me, you know, they need to know where to find, you know, where to find the people that are, you know, important in my life.
Excellent. And is it in an easy to find location? Because I mean, I'm sure that if your relatives know where it is, they're all every time you go out to the garden, they're going to be peeking in there.
Right. Well, it's in my book, and but I have the book in a you know in a safe place.
Mm-hmm. Now, do your loved ones know the whereabouts of the safety deposit box and the vault and the location to the keys?
Yes. In fact, my father every time my father was a policeman, and every time I went to visit him, he would take me into his dressing room and say, "This is where the safe deposit vault is, and this is where the key is, and this is where my papers are." So, yeah, I've made sure that everybody knows, or the people that are important.
Now, did you include, like, deeds to the house, to the car, you know, automobiles, the boat?
Well, I don't drive. I live in New York City, but I think it's really important, and I do, you know, yes, I have the, you know, the deed to my apartment, and yeah, I think, yes.
You have no idea when you're talking about driving. I've been going through a nightmare trying to get a driver's license.
Really?
I failed my road test. I was devastated, and I just got another one. I'm going for a road test again, so we're going to try again. I'm from New York City also, and I never had to drive. We had subways and car service.
Right.
Taxis, it just wasn't necessary. I understand you perfectly. Now, what about the whereabouts to the savings and the checking account?
I've put that all in the book. We have places for everything, you know, I've just made it all. I've laid it out very clearly for my friends or my family to find whatever they'll need. If there's an emergency.
So did you compile a list of, say, like relatives and friends and associates?
Yeah, I keep adding to it. Yes,
That's part of your book as well?
Yes. But we have pockets so that, you know, you can update it and change things and add to it if there's not enough room.
I saw it. I think it's a lovely book. I mean, everyone needs that book. It's clear. Your income doesn't matter. Irrespective of your background, your socioeconomic situation, you have to have this book to keep things in place.
Yeah, it was beautifully done. It really was Chronicle Books, and they really did a beautiful job.
Who did the artwork? That was very cute, very pretty.
Yes, her name is Rachel Sumter.
Rachel Sumter.
Yeah, she did a beautiful job.
Excellent artist.
Yeah.
And what else do we want to know about? We are so curious about all this. Okay, we know about the death and the family and the relatives. Now, what's the deal with the pets? What's going to happen there?
Well,
I'm going through a pet crisis right now myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have two cats, and I've already asked two separate friends if they would take them, and both of them said yes. And I think I've chosen one because they have a big house, but I plan to leave some money to the friend, so that
is that a riot? So they can take care of the pet.
Yeah. I don't want to just dump my girls on someone. You know.
Oh,
yeah.
My girlfriend has three dogs, and she calls them her girls. Also, she also has a I don't know, a 13 or an 11-year-old cat. I forget. And it's,
wow.
It's like an old man.
Oh,
I'm always saying to her, get rid of it already, get rid of it.
That's funny.
Oh, she won't. She acts like it's a you know, like an old uncle or something.
Yeah, it's part of the family.
Yeah, I know. I'm learning about that from my son's dog. I'm learning quickly. Yes. Anyway, now that's taken care of, and the pet's going to go to someone, and they're going to be financed. Do you have, I guess you have insurance for your cats and your animals,
don't you? I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Anyone out there that sells pet insurance, call this woman up, because if she's going to leave money for her animals for after, you know, she goes to heaven, she wants to have insurance for those animals. There's no question.
No, it's true. And also, there are you can set up a trust. I think Purdue and probably Cornell and maybe Tufts, they have... You can set up a trust with them, and they will care for your animal if something happens to you, or if you're in Florida, there's a...
Talk to me, because, yes, I'm trying to... I have an 80-pound dog I'm trying to house, and it's a nightmare. I have to find all sorts of help. I'm kind of begging people for help, because it's not like one of those little puppies you put in your handbag. This is an 80-pound dog, so...
Wow.
Yeah, dealing with this and trying to do right by the dog and do the proper thing. And learning, you know, my girlfriend said, you're going to learn from this dog. I guess I am.
There are, you can, you know, you can talk to a lawyer and set up a trust or do some, work out something with an animal medical school, that kind of thing.
Now, you were mentioning Purdue. It sounds like Purdue University?
Yeah, I think so.
So you leave a trust for the and they'll take care of the animal?
I think it was Purdue. I don't remember. It's on their website.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I'm worried because I know they do a lot of experimentation.
No, they have. It's like I'm really sorry, but the details escape me. But
it's okay. We'll dig it up. We'll find out because I want to know about that.
I think it may be Tufts. The ones that I'm familiar with are Tufts and Cornell. I know they have really good veterinary schools, and I think Purdue was also, I believe it's in the book.
And they agreed to help you with the animal?
I think so. They're in the process. One of them was in Florida, and they were in the process of setting up a facility where your animal could go. If you leave them money.
I'll be. My gosh, it's something that they don't do with a lot of children, but they'll do it with a pet. Oh, well.
And, well, there's also, like, people who have children with special needs, and they also want to make sure they set up something.
That they're taken care of.
So that, yes, like MetLife has something called MetDesk, and it's they always set up trusts for people who have children with special needs.
I didn't realize that they did. I know some insurance companies that do.
Yeah.
My word. Now, did you start a list of how you want your valuables distributed? Who gets what and who does not?
I actually just started doing it and putting it in writing.
So your nieces and nephews have got to be they're walking on eggshells now, huh?
Right, rubbing their hands together, you know, waiting to find out. You know, sometimes there are people you don't want poking through your things.
Sure.
You know, when you go.
In other words, you want to maintain the same level of privacy and integrity when you're gone as when you're there. You don't want people rummaging through your things.
Right. And I make jewelry and I have some pieces, and I've already started thinking about who I'm going to leave them to. I mean, a lot of them will go to my niece and my sister, but I have friends that I'm...
Stop announcing it. Don't say who, because then they won't suck up. Don't say anything. Now, listen, I love your book, but we also love jewelry, and you mentioned you make...
Okay, I'll put you in.
No, not that.
No, I'm teasing.
I wanted to know about this jewelry. You said it's 22 carat. I mean,
yes.
That's very soft, isn't it?
No, well, it's soft, but it's not too soft. I'm wearing a ring that I made 25 years ago. I wear it every day. I work at a school that teaches classical jewelry making, and it's the only school
I
find.
Ellen, plug them. What's the name of the school?
The Jewelry Arts Institute.
And where are they located?
It's at 2180 Broadway in New York. And,
2180 Broadway in what?
It's Broadway and 77th Street. And it's
excellent.
Really an amazing place. The teachers are wonderful, and they give so much of themselves. And we're the only ones that teach this kind of thing, chain making and granulation and enameling and lapidary, all kinds of.
I have a friend I'm going to introduce you to. I think you have so much in common, you and her.
Oh.
Oh, my. And you're the same age. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And she's very interested in that type of jewelry and lapidary and enameling, and she's got pieces that I don't care for, but she loves that type of stuff, and she knows what everything is, and I think you two have a lot to talk about. And
sure,
and yes,
that.
It was her who I wanted to read that book and make sure it was what it was. The book is better than you mentioned, you know, than people think. And you make it out to be. It's a much better publication. It's so practical.
And David, my writing partner, he's one of my oldest friends. He writes comedy. He's a playwright and a theater critic. But he also writes comedy. And so we try to put humor in it. I think he just did a great job.
We thought it was very charming.
Yeah,
very
some
charming.
Really funny things in there.
And what else do we want to ask you about? Basically, things you've always wanted to say to friends or maybe your loved ones, but you haven't had the time to do it yet. Do you put it in this book?
I've been thinking about what I want to do with that, and I would put it on a separate page because I might want to change it as I go along and then just stick it in a pocket. But
yeah, you may have a Thanksgiving Day dinner, and one of them may screw up terribly at a dinner table.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And they get moved down the list.
What made me think of it was a long, long time ago, I knew somebody
mm-hmm.
who found out that he was raised by a woman he thought was his sister, and she was actually his mother. And,
oh.
you know, in those days, you didn't talk about
no, correct.
You know, things like that. So,
correct.
And he never knew, and it always stayed with me. And so, I always thought, you know, or sometimes people are adopted and they don't know, and then, you know, they find out after their parent dies that they were adopted. So that's what David and I thought, you know, would be a really good idea to put that
Emily
in.
Family Secret.
Yes.
I can see, you see, there's a movie in here. You don't see it?
That would be great.
Called The Book.
The Book.
No, actually, you can use the name of your book.
That's
Putting
a,
Things
that's
in
true.
Order. Make a great movie. Very dramatic. Then, you know, the person passes on, and they're all searching for the book, and who's got it,
You're
and
right.
who stole it.
That's a great idea.
You have to bring in CSI or somebody to find the book. And
Nero Wolf.
No, that's a lovely thing. There's such preparation for something that's inevitable anyway. And rather than having them scramble, and I've seen that in families when the last minute they're scrambling and they don't know where anything
right.
is. And the people who are in authority have no documents to back it up. I can't tell you how often that happens.
That's right.
And how the consequence is so dire. I'll give you a perfect example, something that stuck, in my head. Klaus Van Bülow.
Oh.
She wrote nothing.
That's right.
And after that trial was over, he helped them to the door. He helped
That's
her kids
right.
to the door. And you know, it's awful how she went, but that was her
right.
fault.
That's right.
She didn't take care of her own two kids, and that was a horrible consequence. And by the way, for people who worry, when you say something that's public, like what I just repeated, that everyone knows, it's been published everywhere,
mm-hmm.
it's not libel or slander. It's absolute truth. So we're talking about factual things that happened. In all families, in all cases, you should
right.
have these documents in one place. Everyone should know where they are, and you should determine this now while you're of sound mind and body.
Yeah, it's interesting the way people keep putting it off. I mean, I every now and then I meet somebody, you know, I have friends who are younger than I am, and they, you know, they really think that it's exactly what they need. But I know so many people, you know, my age, a little bit younger, with kids, and they don't have a will. They're a very good friend of mine has two kids, and they don't know what her, you know, what she wants, you know, when she dies or if she gets sick. It's just so important to have a healthcare proxy, you know, a durable power of attorney for healthcare, that kind of, you know, it's just really important to have. And I think our book wouldn't have been published if it wasn't for the whole Terri Schiavo, you know, what happened with Terri Schiavo.
And that was a young woman.
She wasn't really preparing
for anything like that. So
right.
someone in their 20s and 30s, you wouldn't think, they're not thinking that far ahead. They're not thinking
right.
that something like that devastating could possibly happen to them. And it can.
It can. And but even older people don't feel like anything. My father never thought, he never thought anything was going to happen to him. He thought he was going to live forever. He really did.
I've seen that in my relatives as well. They think they're omnipotent and that
right.
they're not leaving this earth.
That's true.
But it's
that's why you really need to have it written down, because you think you know what that person is going to want, and you never know. You don't know yourself until something happens and you're faced with making a decision. You know, you shock yourself sometimes.
And you have to make the decision quickly. I remember I had a heart attack a few years ago, and
oh my.
I found myself in ICU with my laptop and cell phones and booklets, and trying to do work and act like nothing was wrong, and they came and took everything away from me, even my glasses, and they gave me a sheet of paper, and they said, get acquainted. I said, what is that? And it's the menu. You're going to be here a while.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it changed my whole way of thinking. It did. It changed my whole way of thinking. And that will happen. You have those, what Raymond Rivas calls the aha moments in
right.
life. When you have to look at things as they are and not as you'd like them. And
has everything turned out okay, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
But it wakes
shocking.
You up. Yeah, it wakes you up.
Wow.
And this, all the more reason why this book is so invaluable. Every family has to have one. Every adult has to have one. To protect your children. I mean, what if, and you don't know, what if... you don't know what's going to happen with blended families. They may be blended while you're there.
Right.
And completely come unglued and oppositional once you're gone. I've seen that happen as well.
Absolutely.
So I agree. I think everyone should have this book. And again, we're going to say that we're Blog Talk Radio. We're here at syndicatednews.net. That's www.syndicatednews.net, and we're bringing you Ellen, who's written this beautiful, beautiful book that's going to help us all. I would say everyone should just go to the website and buy it. It's a one.
Too.
It's David Finkel and Ellen Baumritter. And Rachel Sumter is the illustrator. She's something. Very, very pretty. Very, very pretty. Oh, look at that. Mortgage papers, resource guide, social security documents in there too?
Everything.
And what are the five wishes?
It's an organization that I don't really know that well what it is. It's an organization that's you do it through your job, and you I don't remember what it is. I'm sorry, but it's you fill out.
Okay, we're gonna go get it right now. So don't worry.
Five things. I can't remember. But it's you do it through your job. If you're not every job has it, not every office has it. But
beautiful. It's called the Five Wishes.
The Five Wishes.
My last five wishes: a journal of life, love, laughs, and a few final notes. And Five Wishes: how answering one simple question can make your dreams come true. I see. So the job site helps them prepare this.
Right.
Looks like some type of, could it be a trust group? Doesn't matter. It's there. It's available. And you can get it right at Ellen's book. It's right there and available. So, Ellen, what else? Are you going to be writing something else for us soon?
Well, I'm thinking about that movie. I can't wait till David's in London. So when he gets back, I have to tell him that we're going to make a movie of it.
You need Judi Dench?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You think as a matriarch?
Yes.
And let's see, and who's going to be the, we need a man. Let's see, who shall we choose?
Well, I like
someone
Peter
with
Finch.
Sly, sneaky eyes. Who?
I'd like Peter Finch, but he's dead. let's see.
Oh. What is it? Sean, what's his name?
Connery?
Yeah.
Oh, he's okay.
But we can have him in a tryst with a younger woman while he's married to Judi Dench. Listen,
yes.
Grab a pencil.
Well,
we can write
inherit.
This right now. We can put this together so that David, all David has to do is sign it off, and we'll make a movie right here.
Yep, I'm going to tell him.
Yes, Judi Dench, married to Sean Connery, having an affair with... Think of someone. Let's see.
I'm thinking, I can't remember, it was Robson Green.
Ooh. Or maybe we can make him gay. No, that would be something.
Yeah.
That would be, that's a twist on a movie. Absolutely. But I tell you, I bet you they're all prepared.
Yes.
Now, I want to know about that. I don't know if I'm going to leave messages. I think I might, leave messages to all the people that matter to me and let them know about things that I thought about or that how much they matter to me and leave that. I think that's very reasonable. Oh, and I wanted to ask you about advanced directives, like a living will, the healthcare proxy. Is that part of that package as well?
Well, it's you can download them free. I actually did mine through I can't remember the name of it. You can do it through Nolo.com and
yes,
LegalZoom.
Right.
I did it through LegalZoom, and they have on LegalZoom. There are three different price ranges, and one of them, the most expensive one, they keep on file for 5 years, and you can make changes. The middle one, you can make changes, I believe, too, but none of them are expensive. And I have I've had a will for a long time, but like 20 years, but the healthcare proxy and the power of attorney, I have through LegalZoom. But you can download them free. Every state has different laws.
I saw that. It is different. New York is different from New Jersey.
Yes.
Different from Pennsylvania again. Now, what about a power of attorney for your finances? Have you thought about who that might be?
Yes, that's the one I just did.
Now, don't tell who it is, because it could be any one of these people in your circle, you know?
That's right.
And they don't know which of them it's going to be. So, now they'll all treat you well.
It's about time. I just did that. And I felt it was really important to have. And, I've been, little by little, I've been doing all of it.
Yes, because you could have some nephew come in and give all your money to a duck pond.
That's right.
And that would really tick you off if your aunt, if you have, what was it, cats you said?
Yeah, I have cats.
And a cat or more
two.
Than one? Two. And there are your cats sitting in a basket in the doorstep, and they're doing a parade, you know, for something else. And I've seen so many times when someone passes that the relatives make the absolute opposite decision.
Yeah, I mean,
the person kept and revered all their life. I've seen it happen with pets, even with children.
Children, too, sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to be specific and write it down. And it is difficult, I think, you know, to actually do it, because there are things you just don't want to think in those terms, and it seems so final. But it's really doing a favor for your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a wonderful idea. How long have you been working on this? I mean, you didn't just come up with this, you know, a year ago. How many years?
No, but I guess 5 years. We had the idea a number of years ago, and we just never really did anything seriously about it. So about 5 years.
5 years. And would you say that you're interested in writing something similar? Maybe a book of preparation for younger people who might not really be ready to write a will or prepare that way, but
that's
who needs to?
Interesting to think about. I hadn't thought about it. I have to see what David thinks, because we collaborate.
I think David should do a movie on the book.
I do, too.
I do. I think it would be marvelous.
It would. I'm going to tell him as soon as I see him.
You've already done all the work.
That's right.
So it's just a matter of chapturing the material.
He's a playwright, so maybe he'll just focus.
Has he written anything we know?
I don't think so. He had something on Broadway, but it wasn't on for very long. And it was a while ago.
Well, he must write other things. I mean, or he just does, he only writes plays?
He's written a number of books, and he's a drama critic for theatermania.com. He's the chief drama critic, and he's a book reviewer, and he used to do cabaret.
Oh, my. We've got to meet him. You've got to bring him around next time.
It's a lot of fun.
When will he be back in the U.S.?
I'm not sure. Probably he's been gone about a week, so maybe in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, this evening we're spending it with Ellen Baumritter. She put a wonderful, what is it, a journal or a book? What would
it's
you call
journal.
It?
It's a journal.
It's a journal. Putting things in order. It's got such a simple name because it's so plainly and simply descriptive. Putting things in order. It's a journal that helps to help you organize your life for the next generation. You're prepared when that time comes and make sure that this trusty book will help you organize all your documents, all your policies, so your loved ones won't have to scramble. That's so terribly important. At the last minute, you don't want people who will appoint themselves the decision makers when you've already made those decisions for yourself. I've seen that happen too, wouldn't you say, Ellen?
Yes, I've seen it happen. My father had a lady friend, and
oh, do tell. We love that kind of dish.
Yeah.
Wait, let me pull my chair up.
She died suddenly, and her relatives came, and like a horde, and just went through, you know, all of her things. And my father just, you know, he just said, you know, just make sure you don't, you know, you don't let them see what's in, you know, that closet, because they just came, and she didn't leave her will. She'd never updated her will, and she didn't specify, you know, what she wanted or anything, and they just came and descended and just took everything from, you know, toilet paper rolls to furniture. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, like locusts.
But it wakes you up.
Yes.
It wakes you up, and it's a good reminder to let you know that you've got to get your act together, and you've got to make sure you've got that book prepared and at the ready.
Yeah. I contacted her lawyer, and he said, well, she just was too cheap to redo her will, and so she just, you know, just left everything to charity and didn't remember her friends or anything. It was really very sad.
Yep, and sometimes people lead miserable lives, you know, and they have no one to leave it to, because by the time they mature and they're in their twilight years, they've become, you know, so miserable that their relatives aren't even talking to them.
Right.
I've seen that happen. I've seen that happen recently. I've seen that happen in people who aren't even that advanced in their years. And I know that they'll be miserable always, because they were miserable when they were younger, and they haven't prepared emotionally, and they certainly haven't prepared documents. So what else we want to know about? Now, would this help you? Could I use it, say, if I had younger children, so that I could make determinations for their future? Or would that be just part of my will for my children, if I had younger kids?
I don't see why not. I mean, you know, why? I would imagine you could use it for any children, as long as you put down what you wanted for them.
Mm-hmm. And what else could we use it for? I think, I mean, not just even your home.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that you've loaned to people, that important things, or even not important things, that you want to make sure you get back. And then there are things that you want to give to people. And, you know, as I said before, there are people you don't want rummaging through your things, or, you know, you may want not to give something to someone for some reason.
I think that's a wonderful book, and I think anyone who wants it should come to www.syndicatednews.net. This is an excellent, excellent journal that will help you collect all of your documents and your policies. It's called Putting Things in Order. If you go to the segment page, you'll notice that the book is for sale right there on our segment page. And it's been put together by not just Ellen. She's got a co-author. A friend of, what is it, 20 or something years? Is it one of your best friends?
Over 30 years.
That's an old friend indeed.
Yeah.
Someone that absolutely played cards with and all that other good stuff. But this is an excellent book, and it's for sale right here. This is a lovely journal, and it's so economical, this book. So it's priced so economically. Beautiful. But, I mean, because finances have changed so, and women are handling things for themselves now, you must get this book. It's called Putting Things in Order. You can find it right on our site. It was written by David Finkel, Ellen Baumritter's friend, and we're here with Ellen Baumritter, and it was illustrated by Rachel Sumpter. And we're going to take a moment to identify ourselves. This is Blog Talk Radio. Syndicated News. You could find us at www.syndicatednews.net. And we're going to take a moment to thank Shadow Ops, a very professional network engineering firm in San Jose, California. Shadow Ops will help you with your local area networks, your engineering, your wide area networks, anything you need. With discretion, with professionalism, and with absolute integrity. Shadow Op, out of San Jose, California. So, Ellen, let's get back to putting things in order. What other tidbits can you tell us? What advice can you give us to prepare?
Well, I don't know. I think that there are one of the things that we have in the book is your funeral arrangements, and we have a page where you can indicate if you know where you want to have it, and mm-hmm. who your pallbearers are, and what music you want, and where you want to be buried, or if you don't want to be buried, where you want, how you want, you know, the disposition of your body to be taken care of. And I couldn't decide whether I wanted a funeral or not, but I definitely want a memorial service. And the publisher asked us to put in the book what we wanted. And
you want a catered affair?
I want to send a bunch of friends to Chinatown for dim sum. And then I want to leave money for a bunch of friends to go to Chinatown, and then afterwards to Little Italy for cappuccino and cannoli. And because I have a group of friends and we do that regularly, and so I would arrange for a bigger one for anyone who wanted to go. And David, he wants people to stand around and eat truffles and talk about him and how wonderful he. Well, hell, here he says, I like the idea of all my friends standing around eating chocolate truffles and saying how wonderful I was, and then comparing notes on the many character flaws they eventually decided they would just put up with. I plan to leave enough money in my will to hire a fancy schmancy hall where lots of pop, rock, Broadway, and classical music can be played nonstop. If anyone wants to get up and read over a good sound system, the first pages of Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time and Philip Roth's Portnoy's Complaint, and the last page of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, I would not mind. How could I mind? I will not be there. So,
he is definitely a writer.
Yes.
Oh, my word. There's no question. He's definitely a writer. He's going to have to write that movie. There's no... I don't know. Maybe you and I should play roles in this movie.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how to do that.
Me neither.
Anyway, you've got to get this book. This is just something that's going to help your family. It's going to help you get things organized. And also, you know, I would think you have the book, which is wonderful, but you also need a good, you know, financial planner, don't you?
Yeah, you need a financial planner or an accountant or somebody to help you, just, you know, or an elder care lawyer, or somebody to help you figure out, you know, your finances and the ways there are possible ways to set up a trust or different kind of
We're blessed with the our chief financial editor. That's Raymond F. Rivas from LPL Financial. He prepares all sorts of trusts so that an individual, when they pass, don't leave more than, you know, because right now it's, you leave more than 50% to the government. You know that.
Right.
And he leaves a trust so that that doesn't happen. So he calls it keeping it in the family.
Good,
oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. He does that for wealthy families. You know, they're not like your typical families. They're, you know, I would say ultra-wealth families.
Right.
And that's a specialty. He takes care of, he consults to these large corporations, but his clientele is of that caliber, and that's who he takes care of. So
I think
people should contact him if you need
to
prepare. I mean, if you have to have that done, and you don't want to pay taxes. You don't want to
give
more than 50% of tax. What about you, Ellen? Have you prepared?
I just started to work with a financial planner, you know, he's helping me figure out how to distribute my, I mean, whatever I have. We've just started working.
Stop it,
on
Ellen.
That.
You know the truth. You know you're writing the next book. Stop it. You're preparing the next book. That's what you're doing. You're doing your research.
One of the
I think you
that
should write one for young people.
I'm going to think about that. I actually do love to do research, and I did in the back of the book we have a resource guide, and it has an awful lot of information in it. I work for a nonprofit organization, the Doctors Organization for Geriatrics.
Give us the name.
Oh, I work for the American Geriatric Society, but they have a foundation for the public, and you can call or write in for referrals to geriatricians. And because a lot of people don't even know there's such a thing as a geriatrician. And there are a lot of resources out there. And one of the things that I put in a lot of things for veterans. I don't know a lot about it, but I put in you can get a free flag. Some places you can have a free burial or could be buried at Arlington. There are all different kinds of burials. You can be buried at sea. You can go up in be cremated and go up in a space capsule and orbit the Earth for 1,000 years or 100 years.
How much does that cost?
It's expensive. I'm trying to, let me see.
And what is it? Oh, I have a great story to tell, and you know, I don't want anyone to think I'm macabre, but this is a true story, and I know that he's one of my best friends, and I know that he would not mind my telling this story. He had a mom who was very, very fierce in her tone and her manner, just a fierce person. That made him, you know, made her son what he is today, and that's how he used to put it. And he went through all the life and the siblings and the arguments, and the lady eventually passed in her sleep, and she actually did have me as a power of attorney to help her establish that she wanted her funds to go to her son and not the other siblings. Okay, so she was cremated. She wanted that too. She was cremated. And, you know, when you're talking about your siblings or your parent that made you crazy when you were growing up, and you know, everybody's had those talks.
Sure.
And he was talking about that. And I remember the woman myself, so I remember she was, you know, a pill. She could be a pill. And he had her cremated, and of course he went and he picked up the remains, the urn, and it's in some kind of very, very tight container. It's airproof and all that. It's very, very seriously put together. And he was reminiscing one night, you know, months after his mother had passed, and reminiscing, and he had a couple of glasses of wine and went out to the ocean and called me. Oh, I can't believe it. You know, she was so mean. She was so, you know, this and so that. And I said, okay, then let her go. This is fine. This is the right time. And it was summer, so, you know, but it was evening, so it was chilly. And there he was standing in the ocean in New York City, actually on Staten Island, with this, box. You know, where they give you the ashes in some type of container, and they put it in a nice, very pretty box, and he took it out to the ocean and walked into the water. It was very, very poignant, and he was holding the phone, you know, he was talking to me with one hand, and he was holding the box in the other, so he couldn't really balance, and here he is in the dark on Staten Island in the water, and he lets it go, and it starts to drift. And I said, now say a prayer and let her go. Let her be in peace. Now she's really going to be in peace. And, you know, we said a prayer, and it was just a lovely, poignant moment. It was very tender, and we said good night and hung up the phone. And I don't know if it was a month or so later. Police were knocking on his door. They were knocking on his door because she had floated to New Jersey somewhere.
Oh, my God.
So he told me, you believe this? I said, of course, it's her. Of course, she's back.
She can't let go.
And I found that such a charming story because
that's
it wasn't
so funny.
Hey, put it in the movie.
Well, here it says, people who like having their ashes, there are people who like having their ashes sent into space.
Uh-huh.
Some companies will release tiny capsules filled with cremated remains or cremains. It can be costly, perhaps as much as $5,000 for 7 grams. You can send the remains off with a message,
mm-hmm.
and it could stay in orbit for 100 to 1,000 years until returning and burning up in the atmosphere. Or you could have it turned into a diamond, a real diamond. There's a company called Life Gem, and they are able to,
through pressure.
Carbon, yeah, they extract the carbon and turn it into diamonds. And they're not white, they're blue or yellow, and I think they were starting to, last time I looked, to look at green. And it's a little creepy the first time you hear about it, but then I know people that burst into tears and say, I have to do that. I want to have my son or my whatever with me, my pet.
What a beautiful way to have them with you.
Yeah, you can do it for a pet.
Well, why not? If
yeah.
you do it for a human, why not for a pet?
Right.
Why not? I think that would be fine.
Yeah. I don't know how much it costs per carat, and the smallest is, it was anyway, like about a quarter of a carat, something like that.
You see, and again, I mean, here I thought we were talking about a little book and you know, a cute book that people would like to have because it's convenient, and it's a journal that keeps all of your documents together. But again, this is really a financial issue. This is really... Raymond Rivas should be here tonight.
Right.
Because this is really a financial issue. It really is. It really, really is. Organizing your life. I mean, it's going to save heartache. It's going to save embarrassment. It's going to save family from going at each other, I think.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's really important to sort of bite the bullet and just pick up your pen and start to fill it out because... It's a really important thing.
And it's really hard for people to really admit that there is, that you know, that we have just so much time on Earth.
That's right.
I
know
somebody...
don't
really want to accept that. Yes, tell us.
I know somebody who was, she's my age, and she just, she's a therapist, and she feels fine, and she just had a little pain in her side, and now she's... she found out she has a very short time to live, and she just had no idea. She was fine. And you just never know when it's gonna.
And it
and
so quickly.
Yeah.
And so quickly. Oh, they're wonderful customer reviews. Did you know that?
I knew about some of them. I did.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
That's lovely. Let's see here. It says, it's from Virginia, a very thorough book on all the things one needs to consider for organizing information for one's heirs, let alone insurance purposes. This is, it's so right. Here's another one. I have come to the age where all around me I see illness and death. I do not have a dedicated place where all of my information, my will, my insurance policies, etc., could be found. If something was to happen to me, my husband, and my children, we'd be lost. I guess I'm just wanting to make things easier for everyone. The book is very helpful. It even covers what kind of burial you would like, what you would like to be said, and what music you want played. Its title really covers the gamut of everything I need to do. Now I just have to get organized enough to do it.
Yes.
It's lovely.
The thing is, you know, you don't have to put a lot of pressure on yourself that you have to fill out the whole thing. I've made a decision. I don't have a lot of stocks or anything like that, so I'm probably not going to get to that till last, or maybe I won't fill it out at all. But I will fill out the personal things and where my things are and my bank accounts. But, you know, if that's a deterrent to somebody, you know, you shouldn't let it be, because it's more important to fill out what you can fill out. You know, if there's something you want to say to somebody, or, you know, if you know you want to leave certain things to certain people, and, you know, you can do the other stuff afterwards when you don't feel so intimidated by it.
And here's another one. And this one's been read, they're being read by lots of people. Here's another one, Christine Humphrey. I recommend this book to anyone who feels a need to advise family members pertinent information regarding all aspects of your everyday life and death, i.e. bank account numbers, passwords, retirement data, bills owed, will location, detailed descriptions of what you would like for your impending funeral, and numerous other areas for documenting things that only you would know that would be needed by the family upon your passing. That's so important.
Yeah. We've gotten fan letters from people, a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. And they tracked me down at work, and I got a fan letter from a financial planner and a journalist in Minneapolis. And it's really been terrific.
And are you aware of the fact that once we record tonight, that recording, that segment, that broadcast will stay alive on the internet forever?
No.
Yes, when people
wow.
type your name in the morning, one of the first things that's going to come up is this interview on Google.
Wow.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Also, if they type the name of your book, it will also come up. Yes,
great.
Yes. Well, that's important because
it is important to
have all this wonderful opportunity to have your book up and not be able to have the world see it. Yes, it's right there. And are there any other keywords you want attached to your book? We'll put them in there. We want to do everything we can to help promote you. This is a site about marketing. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
We promote books, products, and services.
Well, I don't know.
And my gosh, Ellen, where has the time gone? The evening has just disappeared. Everyone remember, it's called Putting Things in Order. Putting Things in Order. And you can find the book on our website at www.syndicatednews.net. You'll find it right there. You look for Ellen, she's got a whole segment there. Her book is for sale on her segment page. And it's been a pleasure to have you here with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure for me, too.
I really hope you come back.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you come back because you've got a lot to say. And when you set up that next movie,
I don't know, maybe we're
going to be extras or we're going to be sitting around having tea.
We'll be extras and we'll have some dim sum. Chicken feet
well,
is my favorite.
This is Blog Talk Radio, Syndicated News. We've spent the evening with Ellen Baumritter. It's been a pleasure to have you with us, Ellen.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been
and when
my
you
pleasure.
Write the next one, we want you back.
Okay.
Good night,
thank
Ellen.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.